JT, live in Vegas.
From the Las Vegas Strip, right to our studios on Flamingo.
Woohoo!
I'm here because I got to put two kids through college.
LeBron.
We ask everybody to participate, from Uber drivers to taxi drivers to bartenders. I mean, I never slow down. I stand up in the studio. I'm excited to be on the radio. I like energetic callers who have opinions. Sound off like you got a pair.
Woohoo!
Oh, I'm cranky Yankee. How do the Yankees lose a game like this? Are you kidding me?
And now, live from Las Vegas, here's JT the Brick.
JT with you on a busy, busy breaking news night. Brought to you by Golden Entertainment, the home of the SG, PT, Sierra Gold, the Stratosphere, 55 plus PTs throughout the valley. Your spot to have a great time at happy hour from 5 to 7 and from midnight to 2 a.m. The breaking news today, Urban Meyer is put on administrative leave, paid administrative leave right now, pending an internal investigation by the Ohio State University on what he knew and when he knew it in regards to an alleged domestic incident, several of them combined, from one of his former coaches who were just recently fired. Zach Smith, the wide receiver coach of Ohio State, that goes back with Urban Meyer to his Florida days, one of his, I would say, tightest coaches, one of the coaches that he's brought along the way. Matter of fact, Urban Meyer coached Zach Smith at Bowling Green as Urban Meyer went on this unbelievable ascent to the top of coaching. So this is a guy that he knows very, very well as the breaking news comes down today. As we begin, this is a phone topic. Again, I know I pull my hair out, but this is something that you can connect to UNLV with nothing to do with domestic issues, but we can connect the conversation of how a D1 school should handle something like this. So nothing like this pending at UNLV, but we live in a D1 town with a D1 football program. And if you're looking at what's happening today with Urban Meyer, you just take a step back, and they're basically telling you, the media is telling you, after Joe Paterno, and now with what Urban Meyer is potentially dealing with, that you can't have any mistakes like this. You cannot have a transgression like this and keep your head coach, let alone have a program that is going to stay relevant in the short term to go out and recruit. So again, Ohio State is placing head coach Urban Meyer on paid administrative leave. The school announced that just an hour and a half ago. The university is conducting an investigation into all allegations. Athletic Director Gene Smith said that in a statement. He also added, "We are focused on supporting our players and getting to the truth as soon as possible." So this is a big deal because Urban Meyer just put out his own statement. Gene and I agree that being on leave during this inquiry will facilitate its completion. This allows the team to conduct training camp with minimal distraction. I eagerly look forward to the resolution of this matter. Now, the assistant coach's ex-wife had repeatedly accused Smith, the coach, for domestic violence. These allegations came to light in July. So we're sitting here on the first day of August, and reporting, good journalism, brings this up, and Urban Meyer has been backpedaling about what he knew, especially at Big Ten Media Day. In 2009, while Smith worked for Meyer at Florida, Gainesville police reportedly arrested Smith for aggravated battery on a pregnant victim, his then wife, who was 8 to 10 weeks pregnant at the time. Courtney Smith later declined to press charges. In 2015, police reportedly went to Courtney Smith's home twice to investigate reports of domestic abuse. The Smiths were separated at the time and later divorced. So as we take a look at the situation, this was a toxic marriage with several allegations of domestic violence until the marriage broke up. But the husband and wife, the assistant coach who was fired, and the victim here knew Urban Meyer and his wife very well. They were inside the inner circle. So as she was communicating, allegedly, with Urban Meyer's wife, talking about the trauma that she's been in, she reportedly sent Urban Meyer's wife pictures of her injuries. The question is, how does Urban Meyer know nothing about this? If your wife knows about it, you know about it, especially at this level. And why would Urban Meyer go to Big Ten Media Day and completely deny this and deny it in the past? And what could happen, what could cost Urban Meyer's job, is the fact that there's a trail of text messages. That is what's happening today. Computers, laptops, social media, text messaging, voicemails. What did you know? If you're going to deny something, are you going to be able to stand by your denial? And Urban Meyer has a lot of explaining to do at this point in time. I'd love your opinion on what you think is going to happen here. I usually wait for this to play out in court, but it is breaking news, and he could be out of a job. Think about this in the past decade, that Joe Paterno had a statue taken down of him and vacated all those victories, and Urban Meyer, one of the more decorated coaches in the modern history of college football, could be out at Ohio State. Urban Meyer recruits heavily in Las Vegas. You could wonder why. Urban Meyer was connected to Aaron Hernandez of the Patriots, who took his life in jail, ready for a double murder charge to put him away for life. Urban Meyer was also connected to maybe the most positive player in the history of college football, Tim Tebow. And they had a great relationship and won two national championships at Florida, and Tebow won a Heisman Trophy. But this is huge. This is a monster story. What gets me is right before the show started, 30 seconds before the show started, Fred Biletnikoff, Hall of Fame legend from the Raiders, called me. True story. Just called me now as we were cracking the mic ready to go. Fred Biletnikoff's daughter, Tracy, was a victim and was murdered due to domestic violence. Now, Fred was talking to me about another issue. I had to hang up and say, Fred, I got 30 seconds. I'm going on the air. And I learned a lot about domestic violence at that point in time. I studied up on it. I got educated on domestic violence. And it's shocking to me today that people don't understand when women are victims and what's happening around them and the cover-up and the fact that women are crying out for help and sometimes they can't cry loud enough. Sometimes they're in a fearful situation and we need people outside that relationship to come on in and help women who are in this position, who are being violated by their boyfriends, their husbands, their partners, and they can't get out of a relationship. And that's what this looks to be. This looks to be that Urban Meyer and his wife, who have a really stellar reputation of helping people, knew that one of their tightest couples and friends inside the program were going through a toxic marriage. They knew a lot of information there, but they wanted that marriage to heal. They wanted their friends to work it out. And it could cost Urban Meyer his job. I don't want to sit here also and compare transgressions. I don't want to sit here and compare what happened to Penn State to alleged domestic violence at Ohio State. You know where I'm going here. These are ugly situations, but how do we handle it? I mean, SportsCenter is treating this. I thought this is still the summer of LeBron going to the Lakers, but this is a blockbuster. And this is why you should be tuning into the show, to hear breaking news like this, to have an opinion, to tweet, and give us your opinions on how you think this is going to play out. There's going to be a thorough investigation. Urban Meyer is a fabulous coach. He's a great coach, not a good coach. He beats Jim Harbaugh in Michigan all the time. That's really important at Ohio State. But here's the problem here. Here's the big picture. No matter what happens, Urban Meyer is now going to get out-recruited by other coaches who are going to say, if you go play for that program, you're playing for a coach who condones this, who covers up issues like this. And we just talked about this with the Houston Astros and the signing of a relief pitcher in Osuna. You can't have a zero-tolerance policy. Urban Meyer cannot go into a meeting room at Ohio State with 17, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids and say, here's the deal, guys. I have a zero tolerance on domestic violence with your girlfriends and what you're doing, and then have a coach the entire time getting away with it. Everyone get that? That's the big picture here. The biggest story is protecting the women who are being violated. The second biggest story is the cover-up. It's always the cover-up that gets these individuals. Urban Meyer should be able to explain, hey, I love these people. I was trying to help out. I left it. Mark my word. Here's what you're going to hear. I promise you. I left it to my wife. My wife was handling this issue. I didn't think it was that serious. That could be one of the outs for Urban Meyer. Or another one could just be that, hey, I was focused on the team. I didn't know the gravity of this circumstance. I apologize. Urban Meyer falls on the sword, apologizing, begging for his job, and hopefully this never happens again. But it's tough. This is a really big story, an important story. I'd love to hear your opinion on it. 876-1340. Well thought out opinions on what has to happen. You know, we have a blueprint in life for us all. Politicians do, right? Politicians make the same mistake every year with affairs outside their marriage, stealing money, taking bribes. And you sit there and go, haven't you seen this for 100 years? Don't you know what you can and can't do? And don't you think every coach in America now is having a meeting with their assistants going, hey, does anybody here got phones with text messages about some of the coaches in this room and a marital problem and domestic violence? Do we need to talk about this now? Rick Pitino, legacy shot. Joe Paterno, legacy shot. Urban Meyer, potential legacy shot. 876-1340 on Twitter at JT the Brick. And pictures and phone records, that's what's changed today. I mean, this coach, Zach Smith's grandfather was Earl Bruce, an Ohio State head coach who was connected to Urban Meyer. So it's no doubt in my mind that at some point Urban Meyer was trying to do the right thing in his mind or protect one of his favorite inner circle coaches who was connected to one of his mentors. But you can't do it. And I wonder what Urban Meyer is going to do. I don't know him personally. I've interviewed him in the past. I hope he doesn't throw his wife under the bus. That's been done before. Look at what's happened at Baylor University with what was happening on that campus with sexual assault. Look at what's happened at Michigan State with Larry Nassar and the U.S. gymnastics team when it came to that issue and the Me Too movement. And tonight we're seeing more issues on domestic violence. Are there any men that are listening to this broadcast that don't understand the definition of domestic violence, don't understand how egregious this is, and doesn't understand that you need to get involved in your community when a circumstance like this goes down? And there's a lot of football coaches, most likely, on that staff of Urban Meyer's that realized that one of the coaches had a troubled marriage and nothing was done about it. So Urban Meyer didn't touch anyone. Urban Meyer didn't beat up a woman. Joe Paterno never got involved in molested young children. They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. There's no crime. Joe Paterno didn't commit a crime. Urban Meyer did not commit a crime. But if they're involved in a cover-up for a friend, they're going to end up losing their job for that. So we got a lot to get to, some sound on this topic. We'll get to your phone calls at 876-1340. And Brett McMurphy, the reporter who broke this story, was on Fox Sports Radio and really clarified what could have Urban Meyer known or not known.
Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Mm-hmm. You've got every assistant coach in the building. You've got every secretary. You've got every staff member that knows what happened. You've got Zach Smith's attorney who has represented Ohio State student athletes when they dealt with Tattoo Gate back in 2011. He's Zach Smith's attorney. He knows about it. There are police reports that are public documents in Powell, Ohio, that some reporter from Tampa, Florida, myself, was able to uncover. All of these people know about it. Urban Meyer's wife knows about it, who Urban even said at Big Ten Media Days how much he means to her, how much he confides in her. I rely on her for everything. Everybody knew about this, yet Urban Meyer didn't.
McMurphy went on to talk about the text messages, not only Urban Meyer's wife, but the other coaches' wives.
I was eventually able to get Courtney Smith a hold of her, and she agreed to talk to me. I was in Columbus, Ohio. I met with her for 2 days. She showed me hundreds of text messages between her and the Ohio State coaching wives that show that not only they knew about it, but their husbands knew about it. She showed me dozens of photos from the abuse that she suffered under Zach Smith.
So this was on the Doug Gottlieb show earlier today on Fox Sports Radio, and we'll be talking about this all night. McMurphy is clear that his reporting is accurate going forward.
Everything in my report is 100% documented. It's direct quotes. It's police reports, it's emails, it's text messages, it's photos. There is not one unnamed bit of information from an unnamed source in my story.
Great journalism, great reporting tends to break this down. If you saw the HBO documentary Paterno, there was a female reporter who got into this story and then just uncovered more and more about Jerry Sandusky and put a timeline together on what Joe Paterno knew or didn't know, and it was the end of Joe Paterno. The victim, Courtney Smith, went on television and talked to a reporter at Stadium about the issue.
So to be clear, none of the coaches' wives knew about the physical abuse?
At that time, they did not. In 2015, I came forward with it. I told Shelly. I sent her some pictures. I spoke to her on the phone.
That's really the big bite. That's the big bite. If Courtney Smith sent pictures of herself, she was abused, to the head coach's wife in 2015, and it's 2018, forget about it. And this guy was still allowed to coach, still allowed, because remember, the relationship was over, separated and divorced. But if this is all documented, that could be it. More from Courtney Smith on Urban Meyer's wife and her role.
Shelly, she said she wanted, she was going to have to tell Urban. She was going to have to tell Urban. I said, that's fine. You should tell Urban. We can't have somebody like this coaching young men.
Yeah, one more soundbite from her on the issue to call the police or not.
I was told, don't call the police. If you call the police, he's going to get arrested. It's going to go to the media. He's going to lose his job. What are you and the kids going to do?
So what? When a woman's getting battered, you call the cops and you arrest the guy. Why are we talking about this in 2018? How much longer do we have to go down this road? And I'm just incredible for me in sports radio. I use the word a lot, knowingly. I use it with steroids and PEDs, and I use it now with Urban Meyer. Did Urban Meyer knowingly hide this information from Ohio State University and the media? If he didn't know about it, then he didn't knowingly do it, right? If it happened and Urban Meyer did not know, then Urban Meyer could say, I did not know anything about this, and he'd be able to keep his job. But if he knowingly got this information from his wife, was aware of all this and covered it up, he's finished. So we'll see how this plays out. Steve, thanks for calling and starting us off. What do you got?
JT, I love your show and I love your work with the Raiders.
Thank you, Steve.
I want to make it clear that I am not a fan of Urban Meyer. But I would like to say this. Putting that aside, I read the whole transcript from Brett McMurphy. And not only is what you played just now totally disgusting, but where he's threatening her to come back and beat her up and beat up her new boyfriend and all that, I can say this. If Urban Meyer is allowed to keep his job after the dust settles from this investigation, that should go about 72 hours or maybe mm-hmm. one more day after that, then we know what Ohio State's all about. And I don't believe that in our climate right now in this country, with this story exploding all day today and going into tomorrow, that that's going to happen. I believe he's going to have to either step aside, resign, or be fired.
Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. And that's probably what's going to happen. What's probably going to happen if the investigation, and they're doing an investigation right now, Urban Meyer is on paid administrative leave. They'll probably conduct this, and if Urban Meyer sees the fact that he is caught in this web of lies, what he'll do is he'll resign, and he'll have the opportunity to resign, and it'll be a shame that he put himself in this situation, because Urban Meyer as a coach has had a brilliant career. I mean, there are going to be a lot of haters out there. There are going to be a lot of haters. He coached with the Gators. They won 2 national championships. So the SEC fans are going to come after Urban Meyer. Then just look at the Michigan fans alone and the fans in the Big Ten who are going to come after. I mean, I got a heinous text from a Michigan fan who's a friend of mine, and I won't read it, about Urban Meyer. And it's just sports in general that people wish their enemy the worst. And they're all going to pile on. He's had a brilliant career as a coach, and he's led so many men to greatness. So if you say, what's the balance? How much good has he done compared to bad? I think you could all sit back and say, Joe Paterno did a lot of good. Joe Paterno coach, Franco Harris, Matt Millen, go down the list of the legends, Hall of Famers. He did a lot of good. But what's his legacy like tonight? That's what Urban Meyer is fighting. 876-1340. Chris, you're on Fox. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have to make a point here that, I mean, they always say if you ain't cheating, you ain't winning. And this is a guy that did it in Florida. He's doing it at Ohio State. He's been cheating.
But that's not fair today.
Hold on a second. It's the same thing as today. Miller guy from Arizona. He got caught.
Goodbye. Hang up on him. Because, again, that is awful. That's an awful phone call to say he's cheating and this and that. That's not what the show's about today. The show's about a domestic violence issue that Urban Meyer knew something about or not. And for you to say, hey, he's been cheating, and no, he hasn't. He hasn't been violated for recruiting and failing young men and cheating and having national titles stripped away. I think it's very important to keep it focused on the issue of today, that if there is a domestic violence track record at a college program, forget about anything everywhere else in life, at your job, my job, wherever it is, if you can't figure this out in your place of work, if you don't understand what's happening there, then you got to check yourself and wonder. It's 2018. If someone reports domestic violence to the police and there's a police report, that individual's got to go pending an investigation that clears his name. And if it clears his name and it was alleged and it turned out it wasn't true, which happens, I say it happens just a small percentage of the time, but I know it's happened. But if it happens to the point where it's documented and there's pictures and there's a cover-up going on and all this is happening, you got to do the right thing. Is your life, is your job that important that you would protect someone who was doing something like this at your place of work, let alone sports? And again, coaches, they do have a much tougher job than people get. Everybody thinks, oh, he's a coach. He coaches in the NFL. He coaches Division I. He's got it made. No, he doesn't. They work 14 hours a day. They don't get any sleep. They got to recruit. They got to be working. They're accountable. They have one bad season. They're fired. That brings toxicity to a marriage. Alcohol, right? Drugs, issues, all issues. You don't want to get inside anyone's marriage. And I've said that on this show for years. I'll never get involved with anybody's marriage or anybody's personal life until it makes the police blotter. Until it gets on TMZ or the police blotter, it's on the cover of the Review Journal, then we're all open to talk about it. If not, I'm minding my own business. What you do, what I do, whatever it is. But when it comes to these issues, it's 2018, and Urban Meyer, if Urban Meyer had the gall to sit there on Big Ten Media Day, Bobby, and we have some of the sound bites. Here, let's play both the Urban Meyer bites here on this issue. If he was lying directly to the decorated media of the Big Ten, then he's finished.
I try to stay focused on what's the most important thing, that's our players and our team. But I do understand the value of, it's the Ohio State University is bigger than all of us. And so you have to do what's right by them. And the timing, it wasn't just my decision. It was a group effort on several people that I rely on. 2015, I got a text late last night that something happened in 2015, and there was nothing. You know, once again, I don't know who creates a story like that.
So that's where Urban Meyer is on the record. Who creates a story like that? All right. And there is a chance that Urban Meyer did not know, and there is a chance that Urban Meyer is going to clear his name. I think I can handle that. I can run a show, and we got 3 hours after this with other guests involved. We can handle that story, but it's breaking news, and this is what everybody else is talking about. Earlier today, we booked a really big guest who's coming up next, the president of Interactive Gaming for MGM Resorts, Scott Butera, on this deal with the NBA and the MGM. Huge deal in this town. He's supposed to check in here in a few minutes. We'll talk with him about the effects that it will have on Vegas, the potential for an NBA team, what it's going to mean for MGM, and obviously going forward in the world of gaming. We'll talk to Scott Butera coming up next momentarily. We're brought to you by the Henderson Hyundai Superstore right there on Boulder Highway in Henderson. Drive on out there and see all the deals. From the time you walk on the lot, you'll see there's no gimmicks. All they want to do is knock a deal out of the park for you, the Henderson Hyundai Superstore. More on the breaking news of Urban Meyer placed on paid administrative leave from Ohio State. We'll get into that all night on Fox.
MGM has a very unique position with the NBA and the WNBA. Of course, the MGM, and through Jim Murren as their CEO, is the owner of the Las Vegas Aces, our WNBA team in Las Vegas. And in addition, MGM is our partner in the Las Vegas Summer League.
That was Adam Silver at the press conference, along with MGM Resorts, on what this deal means. I thought yesterday was a monumental day in the history of Vegas, pending on what happens down the road. And we have a guest coming up, Scott Butera. We'll talk to him about it from MGM Resorts. And the breaking news on Urban Meyer, we'll jump right back into that at the top of the hour nationally on Fox Sports Radio. But back to the MGM and the NBA. A lot of takeaways yesterday on the barriers being broken down by the Supreme Court. We're moving forward. What's going to happen as states are now allowed to book bets? And how does this affect Las Vegas? Well, I think Las Vegas made a proactive move to make sure that they were first in line with a huge gaming sponsorship deal with potential revenue down the road with the league. And I think we're seeing the change in the NFL also. The NFL, Jerry Jones and obviously Bob Kraft, and now Mark Davis, who owns the team that's coming to Las Vegas, understands the revenue stream with gaming globally and what it does. And to be in Las Vegas, this is a part of business going forward. I think it's tremendous. More on Adam Silver. When you think of what Adam Silver's agenda was overall, I don't think there's much of an agenda. I think Adam Silver wanted, you know, to have a great agreement in place because he seems to be the commissioner who really understands this better than other commissioners.
Jim and I had an opportunity to spend a fair amount of time together in July when I was in Las Vegas for the Summer League, and we said, let's take advantage of this opportunity to do something historic, and that is to enter into the first commercial partnership between a gaming establishment and the NBA.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So now you wonder what the other commissioners are going to say around the league. Gary Bettman should be at the forefront of this because he helped bring hockey to Las Vegas with the Vegas Golden Knights, which is huge. Obviously, I think that when you look at the commissioner of the NFL and Roger Goodell, for all the heat that he takes, he's done an incredible job of growing the revenue in the NFL internationally. And I went to the London game with the Raiders a couple of years ago. The big takeaway is when you're in London and you're walking around and seeing legal gaming going on, that's what's going to happen here. But it's not only going to happen in Las Vegas where there's going to be a professional football team, but it's going to be happening in other states. So when you are walking around Pittsburgh 4 or 5 years from now, it might take two, but I think a lot of the states don't have their act together on this issue. I think you're going to be walking around in years to come, and you're going to walk up to a gaming booth in Seattle. I don't know if it'll be in the stadium or right outside, but you're going to be able to place a bet. And the issue will become, what is the payout to the league on that bet? If you bet $100 on the Seahawks to beat the Niners, how much of the VIG, how much of the difference will go to the league? What will that percentage be? And I think that's what Adam Silver really cares about the most. Adam Silver wants a piece of that revenue stream going forward. So we'll wait for our guests to check in here in a little bit. Scott Butera from MGM Resorts going forward. And the Urban Meyer news, getting a lot of tweets coming in. We've already had a few phone calls on what's happening. Basically, sports radio and sports television has switched over to this. Bad night for the MLS All-Star game as they have to put it on TV, but Urban Meyer in that news is much, much bigger going forward. So a couple of the big stories we hit on. Also, baseball trade deadline was yesterday. As you know, Bryce Harper is staying with the Nationals going forward. Real quickly, perfect time to do this. When I was up in Napa at Raiders training camp, I talked to their number one pick, Colt Miller. And it was great because I asked him right out of the gate about the coaching experience so far with John Gruden.
It's been great, especially lately. You know, we rookies got here early for camp. We got to get a jump start on re-reviewing the offense. We got to run through practice, run through individual, and it was really focused because it was just the four of us. You know, me, Cameron, Brandon Parker, and Jordan. It was just us, and we had Lim, our assistant O-line coach, playing right guard, and we were making all our calls, and it was just one group, Making all our calls.
I saw Coach Gruden's press conference today. He keeps talking about the type of shape you're in and the commitment. Can you talk about your natural rate, weight, where you are today, how much weight you put on, and what you plan to be at?
I've been working. You know, I've added a little bit of weight from before, and I think I'm carrying it fairly well. In terms of conditioning and all that sort, I feel really good about my body weight right now, and I'm just continuing to work hard.
How was the experience at UCLA? You played in so many big games and so many big stadiums, prepping you for the NFL. What was great about UCLA the last couple of years that got you ready for the NFL?
I think the coaching staff, tons of experience in the NFL with that, and, you know, the type of offense we ran with center calls, you know, redistributing, you know, the defense, trying to call out and you know, auto and go the other way, I think it really helped for right now.
Your mindset going into the first round, you didn't know where you were going to go. The Raiders trade out of their pick. They move back. They wanted you. Can you walk our listeners through what that felt like the 10 minutes before you were drafted when you got the phone call from the Raiders and then got on the phone with Coach Gruden?
Yeah, it was. It felt like a really long night, even at pick 15. You know, you're in the green room and you're surrounded by family members and friends, and you know, you really don't know what's exactly going to happen. You have some sort of idea where you're going to end up, but I was super ecstatic when I got that phone call, and you know, I'm really excited for right now to take advantage of that.
I think this is a great opportunity, too, because of the Pro Bowlers that are already here. And there's a lot of hype around this offensive line, and people have been talking about this, and there was some criticism when you only win six games and you have Pro Bowlers up front. Is there a level of intensity now because of what happened last year? You weren't here, and these offensive linemen having to take their game up to another level, your teammates.
Right. I know there's plenty of experience here in the O-line, and, you know, I'm just trying to take full advantage of that, trying to learn from them. We're just going to, you know, fix other things, you know, and really all I can do is just try to learn as much as I can from these guys.
One more on Coach Gruden in regards to his involvement in your meeting rooms coming up here. He really has had a success in this league running the football, and then he's got Derek Carr now who can get that ball out quickly. I would understand that this technique that you have coming in is going to be put to test with blocking for beast mode and then obviously pass protecting for Derek Carr. What an opportunity for a rookie.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. I'm super excited to take advantage of this opportunity and really try to perfect my craft as much as I can right now, going against Bruce, you know, every day.
Yeah.
In Arden Key. They bring excellent tools to the table that I can really benefit off of.
Finally, what are your hobbies? What else you do on the side? Fish, hunt? What?
Man, I feel like I haven't had any time. I've been in that playbook trying to study these plays, but over the break, I did have time to go fishing down in San Diego.
Good.
That was pretty fun. Caught some tuna. But yeah, I'm just all football right now.
You're really focused on a great opportunity ahead. Thanks so much for doing this. We appreciate it. Good luck this year.
There he is, the first pick for the Raiders, Colt Miller. And now we're joined by the president of Interactive Gaming for MGM Resorts, Scott Butera, joins us. Scott, thanks for coming in today. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, it's great to be on. I really appreciate being part of your show.
Thank you. Tell us about this deal, your first relationship with the NBA and Adam Silver, and how that introduction came about.
Absolutely. And by a little bit of way of background, when I came here, the idea was to put together, you know, a world-class, market-leading, interactive gaming platform business, which would include sports betting, online gaming, social gaming, digital media, really a full hat, you know, complement for what you can do online in the gaming space. But obviously with the repeal of PASPA, sports betting came front and center. And we really think sports betting is going to be the catalyst for this overall business. The NBA is a league that this firm, MGM, has had a strong relationship with over the years. We obviously had great success hosting the Summer League. We're an owner of a WNBA team, the Aces, which are doing very well from an entertainment standpoint, and have a star player in Asia Wilson and a great coach in Bill Laimbeer. And we've done a lot with the league over the years, as we have with other leagues, but we really drew attention to the NBA because we saw the NBA as really being at the forefront of not only sports betting and trying to push forward with sports betting with Commissioner Silver, but also with their whole sort of acumen with regard to technology, online. We think they're probably the most socially active league out there. So it was very much a natural fit. And our chairman, Jim Murin, started talking to Mr. Silva right around the time of the Summer League about forming a partnership. And our teams got together, and you know, it was such a natural fit with the NBA, and obviously having great brand and great people. And we feel our firm has you know, market-leading brand and people as well. And it just kind of came together, and we're very happy to be the first in something that we view as really historic. In being the first, you know, gaming sponsor for a major league.
Scott Butera is our guest, MGM Resorts, president of Interactive Gaming. He joins us on Fox Sports Radio. Scott, reports are you're paying at least $25 million the fee to the NBA over 3 years. Did you feel like you had to move this deal up quickly because other gaming companies would want to get in and get this business from you?
Well, a couple things. I'm not going to comment on the financial arrangement, but I will say that number is not correct.
Okay.
So we, you know, I'm not really sure where that came from, but we have a deal that we think is a fair deal with the NBA. We obviously wanted to move quickly, but you know, obviously both sides, both the NBA and MGM, I think did a really good job of doing what was right for their respective companies and sort of, you know, making sure they were good stewards of their assets. But we think this is a very, very valuable platform for us, again, to be the first official gaming sponsor of the NBA. We're going to, you know, importantly get use of official NBA and WNBA data. And I should also mention that we're the official gaming sponsor of the WNBA as well. We're getting, you know, NBA and WNBA branding across all of our land base and ultimately digital sports betting offerings. And we're going to collaborate to create a series of integration across all NBA platforms, including, you know, digital content. So it's just a powerful alliance and one that we think is well worth what we spent. But, you know, again, I'm not really sure where that other number came from.
Scott Butera is our guest. Scott, because of the ownership in a WNBA team, and I'm based out of Las Vegas, everyone's asking, will there be an NBA team in Las Vegas down the road because of this specific deal?
Well, you know, I'm not going to speculate on that, but what I will say is I think Las Vegas has turned out to be one hell of a gaming, one hell of a sports community. I think you see the, you know, incredible success of the Golden Knights, the amount of euphoria that the coming of the Raiders is bringing, and you see people just watching them build that stadium, you know, out alongside our Mandalay Bay Hotel. It's quite an amazing thing. You know, we've got the 51s moving to a new arena. We have a soccer team. And, you know, I think that this community has really shown that it can support in a big way professional sports. And not only do we draw from our community, but we're a very attractive site for the visiting team fans to come to as well. So all I can say is it would be a natural fit, and I'd be surprised if it didn't happen sometime over the next few years.
President of Interactive Gaming for MGM Resorts, Scott Butera, is our guest as we wrap it up. Scott's interesting because there are a lot of fans who don't bet but watch a lot of sports, or they're getting into placing bets on sports teams when they come to Las Vegas. When you heard about the Supreme Court ruling and you realized this would open up to states throughout the United States, and the MGM Resorts has a big footprint around this country, a lot of people are intimidated that this would have a negative effect on Las Vegas. Tell us why this is positive to Las Vegas and gaming specifically in sports going forward.
Absolutely. The whole way we're going to offer product is going to be in a very careful and socially responsible way. This is a very big part of us working with the league. Both us and the NBA are 100% committed to integrity of sport, and allowing people to enjoy sports betting entertainment in a very, again, responsible way. We obviously think, you know, having the NBA brand on our data and on our activities gives a lot of credibility to that and gives people a lot of comfort. And I think with the whole digital revolution, you're going to see sports consumed in a much different way than we used to, and you're going to see sports betting take place in a much different way. If you look at the European model, a lot of sports betting is done online with online products, in line, meaning during games, and it's very social, it's very fun, you know, and it's a new way of kind of gaming on sports that, again, is much more about fun and entertainment and having a good time as it is about, you know, someone trying to make money. So I think that with all of the messaging that we're going to do, with all of the, you know, great branding that we have with leagues with great reputations, and we hope to have the similar situations with other leagues as we move forward. And the type of product we're going to offer is one that I think is very conducive to, again, something that's fun and entertaining and responsible. And I'm glad you mentioned the footprint. You know, one of the things we also did is when we developed our platform, we did a joint venture with the leading online gaming company in Europe called GVC. And what GVC brings to us is amazing technology and resources in sports betting. And we also announced a licensing deal with Boyd Gaming, which now allows us to be in 15 states. So there's almost 90 million Americans that we'll have access to as states become regulated, just with what we have today. So we will have a very large footprint to roll this out over. And again, it's going to be done in a way that's you know, very different than it has been done in the past, and with a great deal of focus on, again, fun, entertainment, but importantly, integrity and responsibility.
Scott, last question. I want to ask you about data. We hear on the news, we hear from Wall Street about data with Facebook and Google and big, big companies around the globe with security with data. Can you explain to our listeners the data aspect of this? Because a lot of people are looking at the gaming aspect going forward with MGM Resorts and the NBA. But how important is the data, and why were you so interested in that partnership?
The data is incredibly valuable, and it's valuable for a lot of reasons. One, as I mentioned, just the fact that it's coming from the NBA, and you know it has all the authenticity that the NBA brings. So that was sort of important, one. Number two, the accuracy. You know, when you're getting it straight from the source, it's the most accurate data that you can possibly have. So a gamer can take comfort that, you know, the results of what they're betting on are accurate and true. And the most important part is the time it takes to get from the actual event to your app, or what's called latency. So when you get data feeds, a lot of times there's a lag time between when it's actually happening and when the bettor actually has access to act on it on their app, and that's a real problem. That creates a lot of inconsistency. So by eliminating that latency factor, by getting, again, the data straight from the source, it creates a much more accurate data platform and betting platform for our consumers. So to have that and to give our consumers the comfort that they're getting the best, most accurate, most timely data was worth quite a bit, and we think really separates us from others who won't have that.
I know you're not going to make this about yourself, but since you've come over, this is a pretty big deal. You got to be happy for everyone involved with this, because this is a big deal. It's historic. Adam Silver said that, and you're a big part of it. So, Scott, thanks for the time. Thanks to Scott Gertner, my good friend, for putting this together, and I look forward to meeting you, having you in studio again down the road.
No, I'd love to do it. I love your show, and keep doing what you're doing. It's a lot of fun and entertaining, and you guys do a great job. So anytime.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Butera, president of Interactive Gaming for MGM Resorts. Really the guy who put the deal together. I saw a press release that came out by the MGM June 18th of 2018. So it's August 1st. This came out in June. MGM Resorts International today announced that Scott Butera has joined the company as president of Interactive Gaming, and a little over a month, this deal goes down. That's a big, monumental moment for sports gaming, and most importantly, Las Vegas, where we live. Thanks again to Scott Butera for joining us. When we come back, we'll reset with Urban Meyer. The breaking news, Urban Meyer on paid leave as an investigation is beginning within Ohio State on what he knew and when did he know it in regards to one of his former coaches who was just let go recently in regards to domestic violence charges. Big show tonight. It never ceases to amaze me in the dead zone. Something always pops up.
I try to stay focused on what's the most important thing, that's our players and our team. But I do understand the value of, it's the Ohio State University is bigger than all of us. And so you have to do what's right by them. And the timing it wasn't just my decision. It was a group effort on several people that I rely on.
Well, that doesn't look good for Urban Meyer, who's on paid administrative leave now. He just let go of a personal friend coach that's been with him dating back to his years at Florida. They just get rid of him, and now we're wondering if there was a cover-up in regards to domestic violence issues with one of Urban Meyer, who's the head coach at Ohio State, one of his assistant coaches. Now, Urban Meyer's wife is Shelley Meyer, and she's an instructor at Ohio State College of Nursing. She was among the coach's wives who knew that Courtney Smith had reported a domestic violence incident in 2015. Courtney Smith said that she was never told that Shelley Meyer had told her husband about the allegation at the time. So the alleged victim told the head coach's wife, and on record, the victim did not say that she found out from Urban Meyer's wife that they spoke, Coach Urban Meyer and his wife. So that could potentially really help Urban Meyer in this investigation. But in order for that to happen, then he'd have to throw his wife under the bus and say that my wife never told me about this and I wasn't aware. And I just don't think that Urban Meyer would do that. I could be wrong. Again, I don't know. But in order for Urban Meyer to keep his job, he's going to have the coach's wives who knew about it, including his wife, all stand up at Ohio State under investigation and say, we knew about it, but the head coach didn't know. Good luck with that. If the wives knew, the assistant coaches, you would assume that the head coach knew. So what's the moral of the story, everybody? If you know someone involved in a domestic incident, turn them in or tell the truth when the investigation starts. In Ohio State, can you imagine, and it's much more important, I always say the woman, the victim is more important, but if Urban Meyer is able to keep his job, can you imagine what these other coaches will say about him on the recruiting trail? And again, Urban Meyer recruits a bunch in Las Vegas. Thanks to Bobby, who put the show together. Scott Butera from MGM Resorts, who put that deal together with Jim Murin. That's a big deal with Adam Silver and the NBA. Looney joins us at the top of the hour. It's all Urban Meyer. It's big. We cover it on a national level. We got great guests tonight that will do the deep dive, and we'll see how this story develops. There is more breaking news on Urban Meyer with the investigation and the allegations that we'll lead with at the top of the hour. Thanks to the Henderson Hyundai Superstore and PT's happy hour right now at 5 at all the PT's here in the Valley. Go relax and get to happy hour.